Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome. You are listening to the Heart of Love Radio Show with G. Wright.
The Heart of Love.
Ooh, yeah.
Radio Show.
Radio Show, yeah.
DC Baltimore area. It's so good to be here. Give the Lord all the praise. Thank you for keeping me. Hoping and know that he's keeping you today. What's going on, Brandon? Hope everything's going well. I'm excited about tonight. I'm excited about what I feel like God is doing in my life and what God's doing even in this season in my life. I'll make sure that some of these things turn off. But tonight's message I want to talk about tonight is this: building your house on a sure and solid foundation. What's going on, Brandon? What's going on with you, son? How you doing? You know, so you guys coming through, this is the Heart Love Radio Show. We do this every Tuesday from 9 to 10. And I just got to tell you, it's great to be here. I'm live on Facebook Live, and I'm also on Blog Talk Radio as well. I was trying to talk to you, Brandon, on a chat thing right here, but I'm going to go ahead and do it like this. Tonight's topic, you know, first of all, while we're doing this and people are coming on, let me ask you a question. Does anyone have any praise reports? What has God done for you in your life today? So since the last time I saw you guys, last Tuesday, what has God done in your life? What prayers have he answered? You know, what is a praise report that you don't mind sharing with everyone who's coming through right now? While we're just getting everything together and people are coming through. What's going on, Lion? I got Lion in the house. What's going on, Lion? What's going on with you? You know, what's going on? What's going on, Kelvin? What's going on, Al Davis Foundation? You know, tonight's topic, we're talking about building your house on sure and solid foundation. And I should say on a sure and solid foundation. You know, one of the things I have to say is this, you know, if you've been following along with me, one of the things we've been talking about, what's going on, Maurice? What's going on, Brian Smith in the house, Calvin Nelson, Lion, what's going on, you guys? Hey, Lion, how you doing, man? Hope everything's going well for you. But you know, I wanted to talk about this tonight. Building your house on a sure and solid foundation, because if you've been following along, we talked about this last week, maximizing your potential. And before that, I'm just gonna go back and read just the last few we talked about, because we have been talking about some things. What's going on, Johnny Pine in the house? Love will keep you together. You know, that was, you know, dedicated to my aunt who passed away. The change is now. Follow the light. So God was pretty much giving these messages, basically saying, encourage you to follow me. Stay focused and follow me. And that's what God's been basically saying these past couple weeks. So tonight, building your house on a sure and solid foundation. Sometimes we have to do that self-check to see where we are in following God and doing things we feel like he's calling us to do in our lives. We have to take that time to sit back and say, am I going in the right direction? Because, you know, sometimes I don't know about you, but do you ever get started and you feel like you're right on track and then things start happening and it's like, okay, am I really following what God is telling me to do in my life in this season? You guys understand what I'm saying? So this whole thing with maximizing your potential, you know, keep your focus on God, and all these different different things that remind us that love will keep us together. God said sometimes we have to do that inventory. Like when someone is building a house, you look to make sure that what are you building on? Are you building on a foundation that is strong? Are you building on something that is true? Or are you building your foundation, the foundation? First of all, you got to understand, let me ask a question. What is your personal definition of foundation? Let's break it down. What do you think is your personal definition of the word foundation? So if I'm telling you building your house on a sure and solid foundation, what does it mean to build? What does it mean to build? Now, I looked at dictionary.com. Remember, we used to have dictionaries and thesauruses in the books, right? You can look at these things online. To build means, this is what it says in dictionary.com. To build means to construct, to establish, increase, or strengthen. What's up? I got my sister Laundra on. What's going on, Laundra? I got my mom in the house today, you know, and, you know, to build means to construct. So if we break this thing down, to build means to what? To construct, right? To establish, to increase, or to strengthen. So these are different. Sometimes you have to break the words down so you can make sure you understand exactly what's going on. I got my big sister, Elder Sylvia, on. What's going on, Montrell? So tonight's message, we're talking about building your house on a sure and solid foundation. So even before we get started, let's break the words down. To build something, again, to construct, to establish, to increase, or to strengthen. You know, and I got that from dictionary.com. Now, also, if you break this down, also, and look at, when you talk about foundation, right? When you talk about the word foundation, according to dictionary.com, means this. Is a foundation is the basis or groundwork of anything. What's going on, Zachary? The basis or groundwork of anything. So building your house, that place where you live, that place which is a central part of who you are, building your house on a sure and solid foundation. Something that's sure, that means that it's going to be unshakable. That means that if it's sure, it's going to be able to stand through the test of time. It's going to be able to stand through things if it's sure. And if it's solid, that means there's not going to be any defects or any cracks in that foundation because it is sure. And sometimes when we're building these things for the Lord, we're doing what God's called us to do. We have to make sure that foundation is solid. We have to make sure that foundation is solid. God bless you too, Chrissy. Love you too, big sister, Elder Sylvia. You know, I'm getting tongue-tied, right? So this thing about it is this. Whatever we're building something. And we have to know what we are building upon. Thank you, Brian. That is actually the scripture that I'm about to go to, Brian. Thank you, Brian. So Brian's on it, guys. Brian's on it tonight. I'm actually going to Matthew chapter 7, verses 24 through 27. Verse 24 to 27. Next week, I'm gonna ask somebody to read it. I'm just going to click and bring you on live and let you read the scripture, and we're going to keep on going like that. But I'm going to read it off of here, right here. Matthew chapter 7, verse 24 to 27. This is King James Version. It says, therefore, whosoever heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them, I will liken him unto a wise man, which built his house upon a rock. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house. And it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. And everyone that heareth these sayings of mine and doeth them not shall be likened unto a foolish man, which built his house upon the sand. And the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell, and great was the fall of it. The NIV says it like this. Hey, Montrell. Therefore, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. The rain came down, The streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house. Yet it did not fall, because it had its foundation on the rock. But everyone who hears these words of mine and does not put them into practice is like a foolish man who built his house on sand. The rain came down, the streams rose, and the winds blew and beat against that house, and it fell with a great crash. Some of us are in that. May Lord add blessed to read of his word. Amen. What's going on, Simone? Alone. Yeah. You know, Chrissy hit on the head right now. Chrissy said this: we have to examine our motives too. And that's what's bringing me to this point. The question that I was like, why are you doing? As I was driving home, I heard the question, why are you doing what you are doing? Why are you doing what you are doing? What is your motivation? What is your motivation? It reminds me of that song, you know, Give Me a Clean Heart, right? Now, the second solo I had sung when I was younger. I'm not asking for the riches of the land. I'm not asking for high men to know my name. But please give me, Lord, a clean heart so that I might follow thee. You know, why are you doing what you are doing? What is motivating you to do what you are doing? Yeah, Brandon says this. Reminds me of the song, The Solid Rock, that we have to build our homes on the rock. That's so true. Our hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. I was going to try to do the other part, but the other part went that quick line, a couple words. But on Christ, the solid rock, I stand. No other ground is sinking. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. You know, what is your motivation? Why are you doing what you are doing? And it made me sit back and reflect. You know, I was like, is it so that people can know who you are? Or is it so that people can know who he is? What is motivating you to do the things you're doing? Are you just building just to build? Are you building with a purpose? Because whatever you're saying you're doing in the name of the Lord, guess what? You're building something. And if you're building on a sure foundation, Jesus Christ, the Son of the Living God, if you're building what you're doing for the Lord on that, it's a sure foundation. On the Word of God, it's a sure foundation. And the thing about it is this: life will show us where our priorities are. Life will show us what we are building our foundation on or upon. You know, perhaps you don't know. And if you don't know, let's take this time to really think and allow the Lord to really speak to our hearts. Are we doing these things that we're doing for him? You know, make your plan. You know, sometimes we say we want to do this, we want to do that, but we don't make the plan. We don't write out the plan. We don't write it out. We don't put it on paper, because something happens when you write out your plans. It holds you accountable to what you're saying you're trying to do, and it also helps to remind you what you're trying to do and where you're trying to go. So first point tonight, in this whole thing about building your house on a sure, solid foundation, you have to make your plan. Whatever it is that you're trying, whatever God has placed in your heart, you've got to make your plan. Have a plan. Write it out. Make it simple. You know what? It's like this. Who builds a house and doesn't take the time to figure out, well, I need this, I need that, I need this, I need to make sure that the land is flat, I need to make sure I need to do my homework. So some of us, we want the blessings of God, but we don't want to put in the time to really make sure that we are doing the things we need to do to make sure that we've done our part in due diligence. God will do his part, but we have to be willing to make the plan. My big sister, Elder Sylvia Wayman, says this: amen, bro. Too many people are doing what they are doing for recognition, compensation, or opportunities to be promoted. You hit the head on the nail. I think I said that correctly. I get these sayings mixed up, y'all. I really, really do. But my big sister right here, Elder Wayman, said it correctly. Too many people are doing what they're doing for recognition, compensation, or opportunity to be promoted. Don't you know if you do it for the right reason, God will raise you up. In the midst of the naysayer, God will raise you up. When your heart is right, God will raise you up. And it's good to do this self-check to make sure, look, before you build any further and launch out there, it's good to know that I'm doing what I'm doing because God has called me to do this. That regardless of whatever recognitions I get in my life, I'm going to keep God first and have to make sure that I'm doing this not for the recognition that's going to come, because there's some great things that are coming forward in this season in my life. But it's not time to share those things just yet. But, you know, I'm making sure that I keep God first and I stay humble. Make the plan. You know, and these are questions I had to ask myself. Am I doing these for recognition? Am I doing this for recognition, compensation, or opportunities? I'm just trying to be obedient and encourage people. Encourage people. God will do his part. We have to do our part, but we have to make sure that we're doing it in the right spirit, with the right attitude. And when you're making your plan, thank you for sharing that, Nixis. When you're making your plan, you have to make sure you know the things that you need to complete what must be done. And listen to this, then you got to be careful how you build it. When you guys make a cake, right? When you guys make a cake, you know what ingredients you need to make a good cake, right? You know, there's some things that you're not going to use in making a cake. You know, certain flour you need. You might, whether it's margarine, or you use margarine, butter, or whatever it is. You know, where you say, you know, I don't want to use that. I want to use applesauce instead. You know, whatever it is that you decide to use, you have to know how you build it. And you have to be careful how you build. You know, Brandon says this, because sometimes we start working, we have to draw out a blueprint. But most importantly, we have to pray before we do it. That's so true, Brandon. We have to make sure we pray before we do it. We have to keep God first. We have to keep God first. Then you have that blueprint. Then you have that blueprint. Now, I want you to understand this. You might make your plan, but guess what? God will order your steps, and yet we have to learn to be flexible. We have to learn to be flexible with that. Now, Brian, let me see what Brian is sharing with us today. Brian is sharing the scripture, Isaiah 28:16. Now, let's talk about what we're talking about. Yes, see, I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic. That's a good one. Thank you for sharing that. I was looking at that scripture earlier this evening too, Brian. Isaiah 28:16. That's what Brian shares with us tonight. I lay a stone in Zion, a tested stone, a precious cornerstone for a sure foundation. The one who relies on it will never be stricken with panic. On Christ, the solid rock, I stand. All other ground is sinking sand. All other ground is sinking sand. What's going on, Cornelius? You know, listen to this. Being careful how you build it. Whatever you do that's really, really important to you, don't you pay attention to how you build it? Don't you pay attention to how you approach it? You do it with care. You do it with love. You do all these different things. So if we're doing these things, we're building our house on a sure and solid foundation, we have to make sure that we're careful how we're building it. On Christ, the solid rock. You know, and listen to this. This is something we talk about in counseling, right? Make sure that your goal, and when you make your plan, make sure your goal is smart. Make sure it's smart. And this is smart. This is a SMART acronym, right? Basically, SMART is like this, right? When you talk about SMART, you're talking about this. You're talking about make sure your plans are specific. Be specific. We have to be specific. Specific. It has to be what? Measurable. You know, sometimes we're making these goals, right? And we're making these plans, but we're not specific. They're wondering how come things aren't happening the way we expect them to happen. Sometimes we're not praying specifically. You know, we have to be specific when we're praying things. It has to be measurable. Can you measure it? Measure how long it's going to take for you to achieve it? Now, listen to this. When you're talking about a SMART goal, right, we know God is in control of everything. You know, this is something on our end that we can use that can help us to stay focus and help us to stay focused and help us to achieve the goal better, in a better way. But listen to this, but we already know that God is in control. When you make these goals, you want to make them specific, measurable, achievable, relevant. In other words, you know, the things you're doing really helping you to get to that place you need to get to. And then also this, time bound. You know, have a goal. I'm praying that this is going to happen in 3 months. You know, have some SMART goals. You know, now this right here will help you and help you to see your goals in a different, in a more strategic way. SMART goals. So make your plan. First point, make your plan. You have to know what you need to do to complete what needs to be done. Be careful how you build it. Hey, yeah, and how you build it. In 1 Corinthians, I want to tell you guys this. In 1 Corinthians, let me go back to where I was because I had some things already and I did not get back to it. But 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10. I'm going to read that for you guys. 1 Corinthians 3:10, this was this. 1 Corinthians. Are you guys doing okay with you guys following along with me tonight? 1 Corinthians. I'm almost there. Yeah, 1 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 10, this is what it reads. It says, according to the grace of God which is given unto me, as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation, and another buildeth thereon. But let every man take heed how he buildeth thereupon. Verse 11 says, for other foundation can no man lay than that is laid, which is Jesus Christ. You know, I want to tell you, make sure you build your foundation on Jesus Christ. You have to be careful. You need to pay attention to how you build on your foundation. You know, we're talking about building your house on a sure, solid foundation, which is Jesus Christ, right? You know, be careful how you build and what you're building your goals and building your house upon. And then something that can help you again, that SMART acronym, SMART goals, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, time bound. You know, my next question, second point tonight is this, is your foundation built on God's word and his plan for your life? You know, sometimes we're creating goals and it's taking it and really taking us away from what God really wants us to do and how he wants us to go about it. What's going on, Kirk? What's going on, Jonathan? You know, what is your foundation? What are you building upon? Are you building upon God's word and his plan for your life? Again, because sometimes we're making these plans, but sometimes those plans take us away and further away from the direction God wants us to go. So that's my second point tonight. What are you building your foundation upon? What are you building your foundation upon? Am I making any sense for you guys tonight? Am I making any sense to you guys tonight? Listen, I appreciate you, Brian Rita. I will get to that in a minute. You know, You know, is your foundation built upon God's word? That's my question for you. Because sometimes you have to do a checkup. Sometimes we have to do a checkup, which goes along with what someone shared earlier in this broadcast, which was basically as far as your desires. You know, your heart. Sometimes we have to do that checkup. is our ego getting in the way of what God is trying to do? Because sometimes self can get right in the middle, in the midst of what God is trying to do in our lives, right? So we're trying to do what God has called us to do, but then flesh gets in it, you know? And we do have to do a checkup while we think that we're getting things started. You know, remember the words that God has been giving us these past few months have been basically getting ready. Remember, ever since that message some months ago about this is your exodus, then moving out of the past, moving out of the old, and start going towards that which is new and pushing forward and going forward. And then, so maybe perhaps we've started saying, you know what, let me go ahead and do this part. Let me go ahead and do this. Let me go ahead and make this decision. Let me make this step. And while we're doing that, sometimes we have to do a check and say, how am I doing? Sometimes we have to look at our foundation and see, do we have any cracks in our foundation? Do we have any cracks in this thing that we're trying to build for the Lord? Is self in it? Or is it really all about God? Sometimes we have to do that checkup. Do you guys do that checkup? You guys do that self-inventory and see, why am I upset with this particular person? Why am I doing this? What is my purpose for doing whatever it is I'm doing? We have to do that self-check. You know, sometimes people say self-care, self-check. God opened up the door for me, and I'm not going into it fully. And I went through the door, and I've been going for it. You hear me? And your brother right now is tired. But God is great, and he's opened up this door. And God, my mom was like, don't burn out. Don't get burned out. So sometimes like, I can't do that self-check, that checkup, and say, you know what? Let me not be led astray by greed. So we have to understand what is fueling us to do the things that we do. That self-checkup is important to see, what is our motivation? Yeah, that's the word that someone said earlier. Our motivation. What is that motivation? What is our motivation? Are we God-driven? Or is it secretly about us? Are you God-driven? Or is it secretly about you? Because sometimes, guys, we say, I'm going to do this in the name of the Lord, right? And I'm telling you this. I read people's comments on Facebook sometimes. And I read where it says where people talk about things like different things that they're doing, and I read what people say, and I'm like, that God, you know, I'm like, man, there are some shady Christians out here. You know, some of us have really become so shady, but we say we're doing these things. Someone was giving someone a compliment, right? And I'm not gonna even go into it. But they're giving someone, quote unquote, a compliment, but it was so much shade in it. And it's like, wow. And I just thought, is this a God-driven message? And was it secretly about that person? Or was it secretly about that person? Sometimes we have to ask ourselves, what is our purpose? What is driving us to do the things we do, or to think the way we think, or to build what we think we're building? What is our purpose? Is it, again, for us, or is it, Lord, I want to do your will? Are you doing what you're doing because you want to reach those who don't know God, or are you doing it because you want the recognition? Well, I'm telling you this. God can use us, right? He can use us, even a person who might be in denial about it, as far as saying, I'm doing this for God, but they're really doing it for themselves. God will use you. He can still use you and bring people to him, and you can still go to hell. Does that make any sense? What is our heart? What is driving us sincerely? What is driving you sincerely? Am I making any sense tonight? You know, what is really, really, really driving us to do the things that we do? You know, and that's something that I really want us to really, 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 really reflect and really, really see. You know, what is really driving you? You know, and the reason why I say this is because we want to be God-driven. We want, I don't know about you, I want to be, you know, purpose-driven. I want to be God-driven. You know, and part of that, that whole thing is allowing God to do what he's going to do in our lives and keeping him number one. Even when God's answer for us is not yet, even God's answer might be no. Even when God says things that we don't want to hear. How many of you guys know that the Holy Spirit will convict you? And like, no, that's not me. That's you. That is you. So the whole thing about building your house on a sure solid foundation, we already know, and we've already established it, that it's about building your foundation on Jesus Christ. That means that it's Jesus Christ focused, it's God focused, it's God driven. And it's not about us, it's not about us getting that recognition like my big sister Elder Sylvia Wayne said. It's about God being glorified. And like I said, sometimes people do things in the name of God, but do some shady stuff. Do some shady stuff. And I read it on Facebook. What happened to building each other up? What happened to building up the body of Christ? You know, listen, we say some crazy stuff on this Facebook. Spread love, love, love people, spread the love, you know, and I just don't see it sometimes. I just don't see it sometimes. You know, James chapter 1, verse 4 says this, let perseverance finish its work so that you may be mature and complete, not lacking anything. I'm gonna read the King James Version. King James Version on James chapter 1 verse 4. But let patience have her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. Listen, sometimes we have to just be willing to allow time to be what it's going to be, and allow God to do what he's going to do the way he's going to do it. You know, let patience have her work, her perfect work, that you may be perfect and entire, wanting nothing. You know, people do some shady stuff. Sometimes we do some shady things in the name of God. But I want to tell you something. The rain is going to come. I want you to know something, that the storms will come. Like it says in Matthew chapter 7, verse 25, and the rain descended, and the floods came, and the winds blew and beat upon that house, and it fell not, for it was founded upon a rock. That rock is Jesus Christ, right? You know, and the rain descended. I want you to understand that the rain is going to descend. Some of you guys might be going through the rain right now. You might feel like the floods are coming, like it's going to take over you. And you might feel the winds blowing. You might feel things happening in the spiritual realm. You might feel it like I'm going through something I've never gone through. This is some trial that I'm going through right now. How many of you guys are going through that or have been through that, or God has brought you out of that? You know, I want you to know that life is going to happen. But if you build your house on that sure and solid foundation, guess what? When that storm comes, you're going to know that, you know, my hope. Sometimes you go to those hymns. My hope is built on nothing less than Jesus' blood and righteousness. You know, greater is he who lives within me than he who is in the world. God will never leave you nor forsake you. Listen, these are things I've said to myself. I've sung to myself. Because listen, this, life will happen. Let me tell you this, life will happen. And sometimes that test is to see what is your foundation built upon. Let me tell you this, guys. I went through one of the worst times in my life a couple years ago, and God kept me. And I've learned so much, and I'm still learning. But I want you to understand today that the blessing comes when you go through, because you're going to go through, and sometimes you don't know what you built your foundation upon until you've gone through. We can memorize these scriptures, but it's nothing like going through the valley of the shadow of death and know that you don't have to fear any evil, because his rod and his staff will comfort you, you know, and protect you. Let me tell you, I've been through that. I've gone through that. I've experienced that. I want you to know that life will happen. And if you don't go through the test, if you don't go through the trial, you're not going to be able to have the testimony. There's no testimony without the test. Sometimes we want the glory without going through the self-sacrifice to get the glory. Or we say, this person has this. This person is able to reach this person. Well, you don't know what that person has gone through. The anointing costs. There's a cost. Jesus paid the price. But we have to pick up the cross and follow him. We have to pick up our cross and follow him. We have to follow him. We have to be willing to say, Lord, your will be done. But I want you to understand the rain will come. I want you to understand today that the winds will blow. But if you built your foundation, if you're building the things you're building that God's giving you on sure and solid foundation, when those things happen, when they come, when those trials and tribulations come, guess what? God will preserve you. He will preserve you. He will preserve what you're building. But if you build it on sand and the rain's going to come, if you build it on sand and the rains come, like a foolish man, the rain descended and the floods came and the winds blew and beat upon that house and it fell, and great was the fall of it. It wasn't built on the solid rock. It was built on sand. Do you know the difference? Are you building upon the things that you want to do? Are you building it on Jesus Christ and what God has called you to do? What are you building upon? You know, life's going to happen. And my third point tonight is this. I feel like we need to focus. We need to focus. You know, what does it mean to focus for you? What does it mean to focus for you? What does that mean for you guys out there? For you to focus on God, for you to focus on what God is trying to tell you. What's going on, Latoya? What does it mean for you to try to focus? What does it mean to focus? You know, I like this. Thank you. Thank you so much. Brian shared this, Luke chapter 14, verse 28. Suppose one of you wants to build a tower. Won't you first sit down and estimate the cost to see if you have enough money to complete it? Yeah, can we talk about building on the foundation, right? Listen, do you just go into something and just go into it? Or do you take the time to figure out, okay, what do I need? How do I need to navigate this? What do I need to do over here? Or do you just go out there and just go and just do it haphazardly? Let us be wise. You know, we have to focus. We have to focus. And I'm going to tell you this. People are watching you. And this came to me tonight. People are watching you, right? And they're going to talk. They're going to talk when they think that you've got what it takes to do what it is that you're doing, whatever it is you feel like God has called you to do. They're going to talk. And they're going to say, I either commend that brother, or then if someone has something juicy, they'll say, oh, but this person X, Y, and Z, and they start all these different things. People are watching you and will talk, but God needs to be your focus. While you're building your house, your solid foundation, the people around you, like everything that you share is not for everyone. Everything that God shows you is not for everyone, because everyone cannot handle what God is doing and is going to do in your life because of what's happening in their lives. If someone is unhappy with their life, do you think they're going to encourage you and encourage you to move forward? If they are afraid to move forward. So regardless, God needs to be your focus. You need to be God-focused, you know. And I'm going to tell you this. People say, like I said, someone said some shady stuff about someone. They gave a compliment, and then they're shady. And I just feel like sometimes we become so consumed with other people's lives. Hey, look in the mirror. Let's put your whole life on the screen for all America to see, and then let them judge you the way you judge. And sometimes we wonder why we reap some of the things we reap. You know, I think we're too consumed with other people's lives. You need to be focused on what you are doing and stop being shady. You know, and this is what I heard too. It's not what you answer to that's important. People can say whatever they want to say about you. You can be as nice and friendly and kind to people, they're going to still say what they have to say about you. Sometimes in your face, sometimes behind your back. But it's what you answer to that's important. It's what you answer to that's important. And what I'm learning is this. When you're God-focused and you're focused on God and what he's doing in your life, people can say whatever they're going to say, but you're not going to allow that to take you off focus and then build up that anger, that resentment in your heart. Let those things go. But what's important is what do you answer to? What do you answer to? So listen, while you're building your house on a sure, solid foundation, people are watching you. People are watching you. But you need to remain God-focused. You need to remain God-focused. You know, Montreal writes this, "For me, focus is a determination to do something. Yes, it takes faith and action to complete the work God has appointed to us. Faith without works is dead." Amen, Montreal. I'm going to read that again. Montreal writes this. "For me, focus is a determination to do something. It takes faith and action to complete the work God has appointed to us. Faith without works is dead." And when we step out there on faith, just imagine what God can do in our lives if we step out there on faith. If we step out there on faith. So thank you for sharing that, Montreal. What does determination mean for you guys out there? Montreal, she has shared what it means to her. And I agree with that. I can see that, Montreal. For me, focus is staying committed to the task. Like you said, determined. Staying committed to the task that God has given me, regardless of what is happening around me in my life. Staying focused, man. I'm not gonna allow people to get me off focus. What's up? I got my auntie Rosetta on here and my cousin, my big cousin Archbishop Anthony Jones. Love you too, cuz. Love you too. We have to get together soon. And tonight, for those who are coming on now, we're talking about building your house on a sure and solid foundation. First point I would say, make your plan. Second point was about was your foundation built upon. This third point, we're talking about focus. You know, I like a little what Montreal said. And for me, focus is being committed to the task God has given me, regardless of what is happening around me. Because listen, the enemy will use what is happening around you to get you off focus, to get you off the task. What's going on, Laura? But God's saying, stay committed to the task. Stay committed to the task. And you know, and the thing about it is this, guys. I believe that in this season, God is opening up doors. And I see it happening in the lives of some of those people around me, that God's opening up doors. It's like, wow, look what God is doing in that person's life. But I'm not going to become envious and say, oh, man, Lord, I wish you were doing this in my life, because God is doing what he's doing in my life. When you're focused, you can praise God for give thanks for those who are prospering, those who are moving into what God has called them to do. And you just return back to being God-focused. You stay God-focused. Praise God for that, for what God is doing in that person's life, that brother's life, and that sister's life. But you stay focused on what it is that God is doing for you, because that's what he's placed inside of you is unique. The ministry he's given you is like no other ministry, because each person is different. and we can all reach one. We can all strive to. You know, stay focused on building your solid foundation. You know, and listen to this. Don't resent the small beginnings. Don't resent the small beginnings. It might not appear that people are coming through, but people are coming through. And, you know, and I get emails and text messages sometimes, or I have conversations with people and they'll say, you know, I came through your broadcast and I was there. Not like you came. And they're like, yeah, I come every week. You know, sometimes people don't say anything, but I'm just being focused to share what God's placed on my heart for me first, and then I'm sharing that with you guys. You know, and then I love this whole platform because I'm sharing with you. We're sharing with each other. We're encouraging each other. I'm not sure about you, but I leave here encouraged. I leave here encouraged every Tuesday night from 9 to 10 Eastern Standard Time. Montrell says this: sometimes the enemy gets us so focused on the people around us that we miss the enemy using them to take our focus from our purpose. Amen. Montrell, you know what? You're about to get me started in here. Oh, man. Montrell, I'm going to tell you what I thought Montrell said. I'm going to read what Montrell wrote again. Montrell wrote this. She writes this: sometimes the enemy gets us so focused on the people around us that we miss the enemy using them to take our focus away from our purpose. Yeah. You know, and I thought you were going to say this. Montrell, I think you had shared some months ago that sometimes we get all focused, that we don't see the darts that the enemy is shooting at us because we're so off focus on looking at something else. That's what you shared, Montrell, some months ago. I remember that. That's what I thought you were about to say. But, yeah, sometimes we become so people-focused that how can we build our house on a sure, solid foundation? Because we become people-focused. Am I getting this person's did this person give me a shout-out online? Is this person recognizing who I am? Is this person doing this? Is this person doing that? And God's like, stay God-focused. Let us not fall into the people-focused trap. We're so focused on other people. We're living our lives through other people. No, let's allow the Lord to give us our dream, the dream he has placed on the inside of us, and let us work and do the part that we have to do. Keep God first. Keep God first. You know, I'm going to read this, guys. Matthew 22:37-40. And he said to him, this is Jesus now, and he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment. And a second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Listen, love the Lord your God with everything. With everything that's within you. Keep God number one and listen to him. Stay God-focused. You can help your brother and sister when you can. And if God places in your heart to do it, then do it. But sometimes we have to look at what is the driving force to help somebody else. Is it because we feel like sometimes if we do this, they will do that for us when we're going through? You know, these are things we have to examine. We have to examine our hearts and be willing to say, you know, what is my motivation? Like I was sharing a little bit with you guys earlier in the broadcast that God has opened up a door, and it's a great door, and I praise the Lord. And God, but my mom was like, look, don't allow that to wear you down. And then I was thinking, while it has been a blessing, and the fruit thereof, the results, the after effects of this, of his blessing are great, but I have to do it in moderation. I have to do it making sure I'm not replacing what I need to be doing by doing this, because it takes a lot of time, a lot of my time. While it's for a purpose, for a season, but I have to be willing to say, look, I'm keeping God first. and I'd be willing to listen to him. Now, so in the blessing that God gives us and God and the doors that God is opening for us, we have to keep God number one. We have to remember to stay God focused. Because it's so easy to say, you know, okay, I got this now, Lord, and I'm going to go ahead and do this, and I'm doing that, and I'm doing this. Listen, God gives me things in little bits. He gives me a little bit at a time to make sure that I can stay focused on him, make sure I keep my attention on him. I intentionally say I'm going to keep him number one. Because if you give me something, I'm like, okay, God, I'm ready. I'm ready to work. I'm focused on that. But there, everything has to be in moderation. We have to be willing to listen to God. And when God says stop, we'd be willing to stop. When he says, okay, you need this to build that right now. You need this tool. I'm helping you with this tool. And you use that tool when you're supposed to use a tool. And when that season's done, you're done with it. Because there's a season for everything under the sun. Ecclesiastes chapter 3. There's a season for everything. And listen to this. In 1 John chapter 4, verse 1, right? It says, beloved, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, for many false prophets have gone out into the world. Let me tell you this. Do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God. Now, that's the English Standard Version. The NIV version says it something like this. It says, dear friends, do not believe every spirit, but test the spirits to see whether they are from God, because many false prophets have gone out into the world. It's very, very important in this season in building your house on a sure, solid foundation that you're building it upon the word of God. You're building upon the foundation of Jesus Christ, who is Jesus Christ, that you're not building upon this man said this. Listen, it's very, very important that we read the word of God for ourselves. It's very, very important that we, as Christians, we spend time with God, with his word for ourselves. And test the spirit by the spirit. Test the spirit to see if the spirit is from God, because everyone is not for you. So this whole walk, guys, sometimes we pick doctrine that people say, and it's like, the word of God doesn't say that. In fact, what the person is saying is goes against what God is saying in his word. But you've got to know the word of God for yourself. And the whole thing about being focused, be God-focused. You know, be purpose-driven, be God-focused. You know, what's going on, Courtney? You know, just... Am I making any sense tonight, guys? We're talking about building our house, building your house on a sure and solid foundation. Try the spirit by the spirit. If someone comes up to you and tells you, God told me this, I'm making some sense. Thank you, Lion. If God tells you, no, someone comes to you and says, God told me this. When people say that stuff, look, for me, it has to be a confirmation that God has spoken that thing to me first. So when they come to me, I'm like, yeah, that's exactly what God was saying. But I'm telling you, you got to be able to try the spirit, by the spirit, know what that person is. Is this word from the Lord? Is this person's viewpoint? And people say, I've got a word from God. You know, is it really that everyone has a word from God? No. It's a song, that song, Everybody Ain't Got a Word, by Jay Moss, the song. You told me. But, you know, listen, people will tell you some crazy things, but you have to know the word of God for yourself. And the reason why I say that, because sometimes when we are building our foundation, we're taking things that this person said this. No, what does the word of God say? What has God been speaking to your heart? Most times people are confirming what God has told me. You know, but it's very important that we understand distractions, like Montreal was saying. Sometimes the enemy gets us so focused on the people around us that we miss the enemy using them to take our focus away from our purpose. Sometimes, also in addition to that, the enemy gets us so focused on when we say we're helping people that it takes us off focus, because that might have been the season that you're supposed to have been doing that. So it's very, very important that you understand the season that you are in. and understand what this is, God, or is my flesh saying, oh, I've got to help this person, I got to save this person. I want you to understand, having that savior mentality is complex of, I've got to save this. No, God has to save that person. You got to do what God has called you to do. Do your part. Because just because you plant seed doesn't mean you're going to be there to water that seed in that person's life. And sometimes we're watering seeds that have already been planted by someone else. You know, it's very, very important that we stay focused. You know, Lion says this, we have to read as well as write. That's all right now, Lion. His word says, write the vision and make it plain so that they may run. Don't nobody want to write anymore. We are human. We are definitely capable of forgetting. Amen, Lion. We forget. God gives a word. What did the Lord tell me? Oh, yeah. And like, oh, man, I forgot. Yeah, have that pen. And, you know, and we have these apps on the phone. If God gives you something and he's showing you something, sharing with something, speaking something to your heart, I just press that app, record, and speak it, you know, until you write it down. Lion says this, it helps, even if it is for us to look back on what we wrote so we can stay focused. Yeah, so we can stay focused. Amen, Lion, because it holds us accountable. It reminds us what God has told us that he would do and what he's telling us to do for him. The whole thing about this, guys, this whole thing about this life, this experience, is why are we here? And if you can understand your purpose and you can understand all of the things, the key players, you know, in your life, what is a distraction? Listen, we have an enemy, right? So while we're building our house on a sure, solid foundation, we have an enemy who's thinking, how can I get this person off task? You know, I just want to encourage you to stay God focused, to build your house on a sure foundation, understanding that things will happen, but understand that God is in control if we allow him to be in control. You know, the biggest thing is this. One of the things we have to remember, we have an enemy. Distractions come. And based on our own personal lust and things like that, the things that we want, you know, if we're not honest and saying, God, you know, I'm struggling in this area. You want me to do this? And listen, the enemy will bring, he knows what you like. He'll bring that thing, put it dead smack in your face. And you're going to build your house on a sure, solid foundation, or you're going to get off task. Sometimes we get to that mode of, I got to help. No. Pray about it. Do what God has called you to do, and do that, and be done, and stay focused. You know, good evening, Gina. You know, what's going on, cuz? Tonight, we're talking about building your house on a sure, solid foundation. And the last point tonight, build your house on a sure and solid foundation. You know, the biggest thing, let me ask you this question while I'm saying some things. What does that mean for you as far as building your house on a solid foundation, building your house on a solid foundation? How do you do that? How do you personally do that? How do you personally build your house on a solid foundation? How do you do it? That's my question for you. My first point tonight, my first point is this last bullet, is just pay attention to how you build and what you use. Pay attention to how you build and what you use. You know, sometimes, God, we speak negative things about people, and we speak negative on things that people are trying to do. You don't want that negative energy around you while you're building your foundation. You don't want that negative energy. You know, we reap what we sow, right? You know, we expect all these blessings, but sometimes we're speaking curses over what people are trying to do. Pay attention to how you build and what you use. Instead of focusing on how that person is building and what they're doing and then talking about them, stay focused. Are you building your foundation? Because you're building a foundation. I want you to know you're building a foundation, whether you're building it upon God, whether you're building, trying to build it upon your own constructs, your own goals, your own personal things you're trying to do. You're building something. The question is, what are you building? Because when the rain comes, when the rains come, when the rains come, guys, they're going to come. If what you're building is built upon, like, oh, I can sustain this, I can sustain this. No, you can't sustain it. Because what have you built it upon? You know, I'm going to tell you this. Trust the process. I was talking to my auntie Rosetta this week. We were talking about this. Trust the process. That's the word that God had given me about him over a year ago, probably 2 years ago. Trust the process. I'm going to tell you, trust the process. As you're building your sure, solid foundation, it might take a while. Now, we say, Lord, I'm this age. Lord, I'm too old to do this. Lord, I'm past my prime. I cannot launch out into this new at my age. And God says who? Let me tell you, God will open up doors that no man can open and that no man can shut. God is opening up doors. And I believe he's opening up doors in your life. He's opened up these doors, some doors in my life. And I'm like, how is this possible? God's not concerned about how old you are. God's concerned with how faithful you will be. How faithful will you become? How faithful will you remain? It might take someone longer than someone else, longer time to get to that goal. You might look over to your left and see, well, that person, they're doing this now. Look to your right, this person, they've been promoted to this. They're doing this now. Don't despise your small beginnings. And don't compare yourself to what God is doing in other people's lives. Rejoice with them. Stay God-focused. Trust the process. If God told you he's going to do some things in your life, believe you. He's going to do those things. We just have to make sure that we do not in all focus. You know, am I making any sense? Trust the process. Trust that God has you. Just do what you're supposed to do. And listen, when God begins to open doors, they can happen immediately. Some doors that have opened, I will share those things with you guys next week. But I'm trusting the process. I'm trusting what God is doing and is going to do in my life. And as we trust the process, be willing to learn as we go along. Learn from our mistakes. Learn from the things that we are going through in this season. Trust the process. Trust that you are doing what God has called you to do in this season. And don't be weary in well-doing. Don't be weary at all. Don't give up hope. Do what God has called you to do. When God opens up that door, he's going to open that door. And when he opens that door for you guys, don't be afraid to walk through it. I almost didn't walk through this particular door that I'm going to share with you guys next week. And I said no. I said no. And God had to speak to me. So I'm going to tell you this. While you're building your house and your solid foundation and God begins to open up some doors, don't be afraid to go through those doors. It doesn't matter what people say. What has God said to you? Do what God is telling you to do. Not everyone is going to agree with it. Not everyone is going to say, oh, you go, boy, you go, boy, you got this. Go in the name of the Lord. Everyone's not going to say that. People are going to talk. They're going to always have something to talk about. But listen, it's what you answer to that's important. My auntie Rosetta, we were talking about that the other day. It's what you answer to that is so important. What's going on, Garrett? What are you answering to? When people say different things, you're this, you're that, are you answering to that? Or your answer to what God has told you to do. And the thing about life is this. Become a student of learning where you're willing to learn. You're willing to learn. Because God will speak through people you think that he shouldn't speak through. He would use people. He said, how come he's using these people? Do what you're supposed to do. And check your heart. Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. Guard your heart. And I'm going to read this to you guys before I leave. James chapter 1, verse 13 to 14, it says, let no one say when he is tempted, I am being tempted by God, for God cannot be tempted with evil, but he himself tempts no one. But each person is tempted when he is lured and enticed by his own desire. Be willing to understand what is enticing you from not building your house on a solid foundation. You know, what is enticing you? And the reason why I say this, guys, because that distraction thing, the enemy will bring a distraction, will bring a beautiful thing and bring it right in front of your face. Boom. Now continue to build that sure, solid foundation. And don't let that person say, I need help. You know, you're not Mighty Mouse, you're here to save the day. You're in a cartoon. No. Stay focused. And listen, if you fall, get back up. What's going on, Pastor Jackson? If you fall, get back up. And don't stay down. I'm going to tell you this. Sometimes when you make mistakes and you fall, and we're saying, I'm on the battlefield for the Lord, and we fall, and we stay there, and then it takes us forever to get back up. Repent. Lord, forgive me. Please give me the grace and keep moving. Keep it moving. Don't stop. Build your house on a sure and solid foundation. And listen to this, guys. If you do it without the ego, if you do what you do without the ego and you're doing it because you love the Lord, because you want to do what he's called you to do, when you remove the ego out the way, if you do something against someone, you say, look, I'm sorry, I apologize, and keep it moving. But do it. Why are you doing what you're doing? That's the biggest question I want you guys to answer tonight. And the whole thing about building your house on a sure and solid foundation, am I doing this for me? Or am I doing this for God? Am I focused on myself or am I focused on God? I want to encourage you guys to be God-focused. I want to encourage you today to make your plan, write your plan out, like Lion was saying earlier. Make those goals smart, specific, measurable, achievable, relevant, and time-bound. Is your foundation built on God's word and his plan for your life? Or is it built on what you're trying to do? Like my big sister, Elder Sylvia was saying earlier, are you doing it for people to know who you are? Are you doing it for recognition? I mean, this question we have to ask ourselves. Are we doing this for God? That he might be glorified or that we might be glorified? I want to encourage you to be focused. Stay focused. Stay God-focused. Montreal says this, we always should remember in life each hemisphere has houses and foundations that are built to suit that particular place. Our foundation is suitable for where God is going to use us. All right. So we must never listen to other people questioning our foundation. That's right. No age, ego, or fear should stop us. All right. No age, ego, or fear should stop us. If we let God do the building, be secure in the knowledge that he knows the terrain and has exactly what we need. Amen, Montreal. Amen, amen. He knows exactly what we need. And when he tells us to do what he tells us to do, we have to be obedient. We have to be obedient, knowing that he knows terrain and has exactly what we need. And we have to be willing to jump. We have to be willing to do that thing God's called us to do. And listen, God's opening up these doors. You guys are going to walk. God's opened up some doors. And I cannot wait to hear some of the praise reports next week about what God is doing in your life. I believe that God is opening up doors. I'm seeing him open up doors in my life. I see him opening up doors in other people's lives. around me. You are going to walk into what God has called you to do. And the biggest thing is knowing that we are sold out for God and say, God, I want to do what you called me to do. And I want to tell you this, distractions come in many forms. Stay committed. Stay committed to God. Stay committed to God in this season and watch God's commitment in your life. Don't expect 100% and you give God 20%. Don't expect 100% return, you give 20%. How about you give 100%? Be willing to say, you know, I'm going to follow you all the way. If I can put my energy into who's not calling me, who's not doing what they need to do, then guess what? I can put the energy into saying, I'm going to believe God all the way. Some of you guys have some unique ministries and God's speaking to you, telling you what to do. Don't be focused on, are they going to receive me? Listen, God will prepare a table for you in the presence of your enemies, and he will anoint your head with oil, and your cup will overflow in the midst of people who said he or she could not and will not be used by God. Build your house on a sure side foundation and stay focused on what God is doing and has said he's going to do in your life. Before we leave, guys, first of all, I want to say God bless you. I want to encourage you that you can build your house on a solid, sure, solid foundation, Jesus Christ. One thing you have to say, look, I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of the living God. I believe that he died and gave his life for me, that he died on the cross. And on the third day, God raised him from the dead with all power and glory in heaven and earth. And ask Jesus to come into your life, into your heart. And he will meet you where you are right now. God is with you. The Holy Spirit is with us. You know, where two or three are gathered in his name there, he will be in the midst. You can build your house on a sure, solid foundation tonight. Just ask him to come into your heart. And if you say, Lord, I don't know about having faith, ask the Lord, please give me the faith to believe. You know, trust him. You know, find a God, a God-fearing, Bible-believing church. And sometimes, guys, this whole thing about building your house on a sure and solid foundation, sometimes God's going to open up some doors in relationships, and sometimes God's going to close some doors. You know, but we have to hear God for ourselves. We have to have that, we have to spend time reading, praying to God, and be sensitive to God's leading us. You know, God's leading and closing some doors so you can stay focused. It might not be the season, but you have to be open to that. But I pray that God will bless you wherever you are and know that God has you. Trust and believe. But it's very, very important that you know God for yourself, not based on your mother, not based on your father, your sister, your brother, your cousin, your grandparents, your best friend, your coworker, your coworkers. It's very, very important that you or your pastor, you have to know God for yourself. I want to say God bless you. Let's keep the conversation going. Please share this broadcast on your pages. The Vine Heart Ministries presents the Heart Love Radio Show on your pages. I just want to say God bless you. I pray you are encouraged. I pray you will build your house on a sure and solid foundation. I pray you do that self-check. What's going on, Arthur? Am I going in the right direction, Lord? And if I'm not, please help me. And be willing to say, Lord, I need you to guide me. Again, please share this on your pages. Tell your friends about this ministry. God bless you. Please keep in your prayers. What did you leave from here tonight with? And those who are listening, but you're not saying anything, you can send me the message. You can also check me out on www.gwriteonline.com. Gwriteonline.com. That's my official website. And, also, you can respond here in this thread. What did you get from this, from today's message, our discussion tonight? And how has this blessed you, and how are you going to use this in your life, in your ministry? And I pray God will bless you. I want to say a special prayer for those who have lost loved ones. Please continue to keep my family in your prayers as we continue to grieve the loss of my aunt, Barbara Jean Brady. And I've been working hard ever since. And you know, it takes a while. It still takes a while, but I pray that you guys be encouraged. Please continue to pray for my mother and her health. I pray for those, my friends and family who have lost other relatives and loved ones who have passed away. And I pray that God will give them peace. I pray God will give you guys peace. And I pray that we will say a prayer for those who are, for these kids who are going missing, kids and adults and people who are dying senseless deaths. You know, I pray that we will pray for each other. Instead of turning us down on Facebook and being shady, let's spread love. Let's encourage one another. You know, God bless you too, Mom. And same, well, my brother just came through. What's going on, Willie? You know, and God bless you guys. And again, let's keep everyone in prayer. Let's keep everyone in prayer, every family in prayer. And guys, let's keep God first. And I want to encourage you, keep on building. Keep on building. Don't stop. Don't stop. Believe. Move in faith. And keep your hand in God's hands. Thank you guys for sharing. I don't know about you, but I am so encouraged by the things you guys have shared tonight. Trust God. Trust God. Trust the process. Build your house. Lion says this. Amen. It is truly okay to make mistakes and learn. Yeah, that's the truth, Lion. For example, when we are walking out this thing by faith, we may make mistakes along the way. We should let God speak to us in those times, but don't stop working, right? Don't stop working. Faith without works is dead. Amen. Thank you, Lion. Amen. 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 No, it's okay, Lion. Listen, I feel your excitement. I feel your excitement. You know, guys, it's okay to make mistakes and learn. Just learn. But don't stop building. And make sure you pay attention to what you're building, what you're using, what you're building your foundation on. Make sure you're building it on the solid rock, Jesus Christ. Make sure you're not building it on sand. The things of this world is going to pass. My cousin Gina says, love you too, Gina. Thank you for the prayers. The things of this world is going to pass, guys. But when we build upon the solid rock, because the rain, things are going to come. Rain, life is going to happen. Rain is going to come. The floods are going to come. But when you've gone through and you built your rock on the foundation, guess what? That foundation is going to stand. Remember, this world is going to pass away. You know, God is doing his thing. And trust him, believe him, and know it's going to happen in your life, okay? God bless you. Again, please share this broadcast on your pages. Thank you. Please comment. I hope that this has really, really, really blessed you tonight. I hope you guys are encouraged. I'm encouraged because of some of the things you guys have shared. I love you guys. Be encouraged. I hope to see you guys next Tuesday from 9 to 10. Please keep in your prayers, and I will do the same for you guys. God bless you. Trust God. Trust the process. Continue to build. God bless.